UN-linked study confirms, no famine in Gaza, though risk remains high. By Joel B. Polak on June 25, 2024. A new study by the Integrated Food Security Phase Classification, IPC, organization, which is linked to the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations, has concluded there is no famine in Gaza, though the risk is high. The new report comes on the heels of a similar report earlier this month. As Breitbart News reported at the time, in May, the Famine Early Warning Systems Network, FuseNet, which was founded and is funded by the U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID, run by Israel critic Samantha Power, reported that famine was possible in northern Gaza. However, the IPC study said that it failed to find evidence to substantiate claims of famine there. The new report says, in contrast with the assumptions made for the projection period, March to July 2024, the amount of food and non-food commodities allowed into the northern governorates increased. Additionally, the response in the nutrition, water sanitation and hygiene, WASH, and health sectors was scaled up. In this context, the available evidence does not indicate that famine is currently occurring. However, the situation in Gaza remains catastrophic and there is a high and sustained risk of famine across the whole Gaza Strip. It is not clear why the Biden administration would have raised alarms about potential famine in northern Gaza if those warnings were not supported by the evidence. Samantha Power has a history of anti-Israel positions and votes. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, The Zionist Conspiracy, and How to Join It, now available on Audible. He is also the author of the e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.